How many of you have ever heard of that? Well, that's good too. The Council is a group that tries to bring together academicians and practitioners to improve both the practice and education activities for public health. And what I'm supposed to be standing here for the microphone. The purpose, or the reason why the Council became involved in public health systems research area is that the question was asked a number of years ago saying, don't we need better evidence for the practice of public health, and how can we do something to promote that? And so the Council started working on this whole area about 5-6 years ago and really helped to define the field to some degree and helped to move along some of the efforts in public health systems research. And so I just wanted you to see that a little bit of that background there with the Council. So what have we achieved? We have public health systems research agendas, many different agendas that have been published. If you care to, you can pick up a flyer from the Council on Linkages in the back, and you can see a lot of the research agendas by going to the Council's website. Centers of excellence, we put that in quotes because there are no really fully funded centers of excellence, but there are emerging centers of excellence like at Arkansas, over in Kentucky, University of North Carolina, and others who are doing significant work in public health systems research. We also know that if you're doing the research, you have to have customers in demand for research. And the National Association of County and City Health Officials actually has a resolution that supports the development of public health systems research because local health departments believe they need to use that. There is a public health systems research interest group, which we oftentimes think of a support group that Academy Health runs, and Kate Papa is very involved with that. And then research fellowship program. Pfizer started that for public health systems researchers. And then also there's some funding, both from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Deborah Perez in the back is with Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and has been a big supporter of public health systems research. And then the CDC as well has been a supporter. But there's a whole lot more that needs to be done, a heck of a lot more. I mentioned we have research agendas. That's what we have. There are lots of research agendas, lots of questions out there, not a whole lot of priorities. And as this research moves forward, we have to be assuring that it stays focused on population-based health, as you had mentioned. It's very easy for the health services researchers to use some of those methods in population-based health, but it's also easy for public health systems research to ultimately evolve into more health services research. So as there's more funding there, it's possible that more of the prominent researchers in health services research will do more and more of this research. And we have to make sure that it remains population-based, that it doesn't become more health services research. And that's key for us. Translate, disseminate, and implement findings. I mean, that's key. Why have the research if you can't use it? We need to be evaluating the impact of this field. Does public health systems research result in outcomes? Does it help us in our agencies lead to better outcomes? And I say agencies, really I'm talking about various practice organizations. It's not just governmental public health. And then, increasing the numbers of researchers. You may represent close to the universe in this room of public health systems researchers. We need more in this field. And then also maintain and grow the public health systems research interest group that Academy Health has. It's been a great place for researchers to come together and begin to learn about this field, the methods, etc. And speaking of the field and methods, etc., I want to turn the podium over to Kate Papa, who's our first panelist, to talk about the stakeholders meeting that was held. Really what's happened, the Council on Linkages did a nice job of moving the field along to a point at sort of a macro level. Okay, there's a need, there's some interest, and now there's much more needed to focus the efforts and to get down to a level that's really going to help people move from the concept of public health systems research to actually doing it and the ultimate performance of it and the achievement of better outcomes within communities. And this is what Academy Health is starting to do with its stakeholders.